Ben here.
The two.
The Shepherd's Call. And we're glad to have you aboard. Praise Yahweh. We're going to get right down to business here as we open up the service tonight with a little of that long black train.
Of the souls that are lost in crime, trails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens and look to the skies. You can find redemption. There's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. Don't go riding on that long black train.
Satan is a roaring lion, as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know that the time is going to come when the tares and the wheat are going to be separated. In the parable, and we're going to start tonight, part two, of the judgment of the tares. And in the parable of the tares, the Messiah, Yahweh, our Savior, tells us about the events that took place actually in the Garden of Eden. Did you know that Matthew 13, the Messiah, starting in verse 24, he's telling you exactly what happened in the Garden of Eden? And the Bible says you won't believe it, though a man declare it unto you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know that the time has come, but men will not endure sound doctrine. Well, we must be honest with ourselves. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is not meant for them. And by telling you that, we're going to have to explain why. Well, if you look right here in the 13th chapter of the Bible, Christ tells the disciples, as we begin to read, listen as I read, "And the disciples came," this is verse 10, "the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? And the Messiah, Yahushua in a flesh body, said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom." Mysteries of the kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, are you sure that you're up to speed about the mysteries? Have you been told that it was some kind of a fruit on a tree, preferably an apple tree? Well, if you do, and you believe that, then maybe you don't know the mysteries of the kingdom. We're going to explain it to you in the parable of the tares, as we are going to describe the events of the Garden of Eden. "But to them," listen to this now, "it's given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given." In other words, he that is deserving, he that is chosen before the foundation of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is not going to reveal His truth to anything that He don't know. He's not going to reveal His truth to anybody that He don't want in His kingdom. You know, He's done had a war over this a long time ago, and this is part of the great mystery of Revelation and the book of Isaiah and the book of Genesis 3:15. If you take a grand tour through the Bible, starting at Genesis chapter 3, going then to Isaiah 14, and then going to Ezekiel chapter 28, and then into chapter 31, you'll see what Pastor Buddy is talking about as you wind up in Revelation chapter 12. The war in heaven. All fought now, ladies and gentlemen, over a bad seed in the garden. Oh my, what suffering, what misery, what heartache that it's brought to the people of Yahweh. We were turned out. Actually, we were given coats of skin. Our spirit man was entombed in a flesh body. This old flesh man is a contrary carnal individual. He needs temperance. He needs faith. He needs patience. He needs experience. For unto them, the Bible says, it will not be given. There is a people that the gospel is hid to. Now, let me give you a scripture here. If the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Now, let me go back again. You say, "Oh, Pastor Buddy, everybody can be saved. Glory to God." Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have heard that for a mighty long time. But the Bible says that if the gospel is hid and you don't know or you can't get a hold of the great mysteries, these mysteries are almost unbelievable. These mysteries are to what the carnal mind cannot accept. It's so alien. You see, the Bible said the carnal mind is not subject. That's the tear mind, ladies and gentlemen. They're carnal. And if you fall into, you have the possibility that you could become carnal. You could grow cold. You could become indifferent. And if you don't fast, and if you don't pray, and if you don't seek Yahweh, if you don't earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, if you don't keep His commandments, it's a sure thing that you don't love Him. Listen to it. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and unto him shall more abundant. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a progression or regression. You're either hot or you're cold. You're in or out. You're on or you're off. You're up or you're down. And you can't serve the two masters. You've got to describe in your daily walk, let your actions be your words. Yahweh doesn't look at your words. He watches your walk. He watches how you talk. He watches to see if you've got a spark of the mystery. He's longing, He's waiting for you to come to the knowledge of the truth. And the Bible said, He that believeth on me, as the Scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Therefore, verse 13, speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not. Ladies and gentlemen, why is it that the devil can never see the mysteries of God? Because the devil is carnal. The devil is resistant. The devil loves the world, and the people that love the world love the devil. You ever notice that you can't serve two masters? You got to love one or hate the other one. You got to let go of one or take hold of the other one. It's hard to walk a tightrope. You know what a hypocrite is called? Someone that tries to straddle the fence. Someone that lives a Christian life on Sunday, but can't walk it on Monday. Can't talk it on Tuesday. Can't believe it on Wednesday. Can't perform it on Thursday. Can't shout it out from the housetop on Friday. And certainly can't get it together on Saturday. And lo and behold, all these Sunday worshipers that only keep Sunday, or these Saturday worshipers that only can keep Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, it is a 24-hour-a-day performance based on performance. And listen to me, your faith will never rise above the level of your confession. Now let me say it again. Your faith, and without faith it's impossible to please Him, your faith will never rise above the level of your confession. So if you don't confess Him, and if you're ashamed of Him, He'll be ashamed of you. If you will confess Him, He will confess you. How can you confess Him in whom you've not heard? And how can you hear without a preacher? And how can He preach except if He sent? For faith comes by hearing. And therefore, they hear not, and neither do they understand. Ladies and gentlemen, they have ears to hear, and they have eyes to see. They can't hear, and neither can they see. and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. Oh my, here is Yahweh in a flesh body, walking among the people, telling them that the prophecy of Isaiah. Oh my, how he gave us the scriptures. How Isaiah said unto us, a son is born, the seed of a woman. And the devil hated the seed of the woman. And the seed of the woman bruised the head of the serpent, the devil. And ladies and gentlemen, the devil bruised the heel of the Messiah. He drove nails right into the heels of the man from Galilee. They nailed his hands to a rugged tree as they performed the ritual of crucifixion, gruesome, as they tore his back open with a cat of nine tails, when you could see his bones, all of his bones were staring out at the world that was evilly entreating it. The Bible said he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Oh my, in them it is fulfilled in the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand. Hear, but they don't hear. Oh, you can read all these scriptures. They'll pass over them. They sound good. Oh, it's the little farming parable of the seed. And people's carnal mind never rise to the level to confess the actual meaning of what the parable of the sower is all about. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. And this is that which is received seed by the wayside. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't get in the straight path, not the wayside, but right in the center of the highway, the narrow path, for straight is the way, and narrow is the path, and a few there be that find it. And they shall not understand, and seeing they shall see, and yet shall not perceive. They have no spiritual perception. They can't get a grip on what happened in Genesis 3, 14, and 15. They don't know that the serpent got a seed through the woman. And the name of the seed was Cain. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the word Cain is Strong's number 7013. And 7014, it's Kenite or Cainite. Ladies and gentlemen, your battle right today, your suffering right today, you're hungry right today, you don't have any money right today because of the wisdom of the snake people that's on the earth. They rule this earth. Satan, their father, has given them the treasures of the righteous. And they are laying it up. They're gathering their silver and their gold and their riches, and they're ruling over the righteous. And the Bible says, when the wicked rule, the righteous will hide himself. It's best you hide yourself in the word of Yahweh. Study and pray. Wait with patience until the time of the gathering. Oh my. Everybody waiting on a golden millennial, and Yahweh's waiting to come back in flame and fire to destroy Satan and gather the tares. Oh my, how I love Yahweh. How I have been blessed. But this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes that they have closed, lest at any time that they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Oh my! Oh, what a beautiful blessing it is to have your eyes spiritually set in the magnification of the beauty of holiness. How wonderful it is to have your ears opened, that you could hear the voice of many waters. And the Bible said, if a man would believe on him, as the Scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But to the wicked and the lost, you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, anybody could get saved, glory to God. Well, Cain couldn't get saved. And that's for sure. And you know why? Because he was a bad seed. He was a tare. Tares are not going to be saved. Tares are going to be gathered. And tares are going to be burned. And tares are going to perish from the earth and become ashes under your feet if you're righteous. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you have seen and have not seen, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard. Therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. That is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and with anon and with joy he receives it. Boy, I've seen a lot of them get old-time Holy Ghost religion. Boy, they could shout their shoe heels off, but they can't endure. It is not to them that start, it's to them that finish. It's not to them that say. It's to them that perform. It's not to them that are out in the world or trying to make their way in the world kingdom, and on Sunday trying to build their little nest in a Sunday kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 and a quarter days a year that you've got to perform. For he that has the seed sown upon the stony ground, yet he hath no root in himself, but endureth for a while. But when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. Oh my. Oh, Nicodemus came to the Messiah by night because he was afraid of the power of the Sanhedrin Jewish system. A lot of people today would get into this truth and worship Yahweh if they weren't afraid of the devil. The Bible said, resist the devil and fear has torment. Ladies and gentlemen, perfect love. If you haven't done anything but preach righteousness, and you're doing nothing but believe in righteousness, what do you have to fear except fear itself? When fear knocks, your faith opens the door, and the devil's not there. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. But listen to this. So the servants said, after that they had endured a little while, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Oh my, how many I've met along the way. They have traded their salvational faith for the cures of this world.
I've just married a wife, Pastor Bailey, and she don't believe in this, and I can't come to the festival. Well, Pastor Buddy, the wife wanted to get a new car, and we got a new car, and I can't come over right now because I got to take another job and pay for it.
He that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If you don't love Yahweh, number one, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's a tremendous challenge to the flesh man. My spirit doesn't want to give up all of these wonderful conveniences that we have in the world. But when it comes time to keep the Sabbath, when it comes time to go to the altar, when it comes time to bow the knee, when it comes time to stand when nobody stands with you, and to preach when no one will listen, or to shout it from the housetop where no one will hear you. Keep on shouting. Keep on standing. Keep on praising Him, for He dwelleth in His praise among His people, according to the Bible. Keep on singing. And keep on keeping the festival. Give your tithes and your offerings freely. You have received and freely give. You say, well, I don't have enough, Lord God. I know people that's on a small pension and a monthly pension. That's all they've got. And yet they give abundantly to support the gospel. Men of great faith and courage. Loving not this present world. Forsaking the riches and the things that Satan has to offer. These are the ones that are planted on the good ground, where they will stand when the world's on fire, or when they put you in the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, it's one thing to see somebody else suffering. It's another thing to suffer yourself. The Bible said, them that live godly in the Messiah shall suffer persecution. If the devil hates you for the name, you know you're over the target. If the devil hates you for keeping the Sabbath day by the lunar calendar, you know you're over the target. If the devil despises you when you go out to a circle altar that has been salted to receive your blessings, and when you offer them up and the world is mocking you and shunning you, you know you're over the target. You know you're among the tares that are going to be ripped out of this earth. Bless God, I can't wait. Oh, even come, Yahweh, and come back in flame and fire and destroy the tares. He said when the angels come back, we're going to get into it, ladies and gentlemen, in the next series, how the angels of Yahweh are going to gather the tares. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you how it's going to be discerned by the angels. Everyone that's heard this gospel and cast it to the ground will be judged unworthy of receiving the crown. Everyone that's had a chance, every seed that's had a chance to spring up and to bring forth 30, 60, and 100 fold, and yet they love the present world. They had something to do. They'd married a wife. They'd bought a farm. They'd bought a car or a yoke of oxen. All the excuses that they use will never stand up before the angelic host. When they come back on the gathering day, oh yes, there's going to be a gathering, Pastor Buddy. Oh yes, there's going to be a rapture, Pastor Buddy. And ladies and gentlemen, it ain't going to be what the Christians have got in mind. These church-born Christians that have went down to some bellbox altar and shouted or felt a little chill or a spill,
because the preacher flew away across the stage in his fleshly performance. As did Aaron upon the mountain as he had the people worshiping and shouting around the golden calf. When the big boys come in, ladies and gentlemen, there ain't going to be no rapture of the righteous. The righteous are not going nowhere. And the righteous that's been here are going to come back to this planet. It is the righteous, the Bible said, that will inherit the earth. For Yahweh is coming with His angels, and everyone that has been found faithful, that has died and went on, are going to come back with Him. I'm waiting for Elijah. I'm waiting because he withstood Jezebel, the beauty of Hollywood. He withstood the beauty and the deception of the things of the world. He was hated by the house of Israel. He was despised and he had to hide in the wilderness. I'm waiting for Daniel, the great man of faith down in Babylon, when they throw him in the lion's den because he wouldn't dance to the king's music, when he refused to quit praying on his altar, when he refused to take the things of Satan and the pleasures of sin for a season, as did Moses. Ladies and gentlemen, old Moses will be coming back, glory to God, and he's going to come back with all the holy angels. And Yahweh is coming with the angels. And let me tell you what's going to happen. It's going to be the judgment of the tares. Oh, do you want to go away and miss all of that? My, my, my. How would you like to see the tares gathered? How would you like to see all of them slain? How would you like to see those that would not love you? Because if they love Him and they love you, but they won't love you if they don't love Him, and they sure won't love Him if they didn't love you. Inasmuch as you did it unto my little ones, Yahweh records every offense, every word that you speak against the righteous. And He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Oh my, feel the Shekinah glory of Almighty Yahweh. I've seen Yahweh move in situations and people that criticize this great name are laying beneath the sod simply because they would not hear. The tare was taken, ladies and gentlemen, and placed in the fire. Don't you know that the Bible says so, and we're going to find out. Now, let's get on over to the good ground. Here we are in verse 23. And he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understands it. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the carnal mind is not understanding the word. It's not subject to the word, and neither indeed can be, for the carnal mind is not subject to the spiritual things and the mysteries hidden by Yahweh. Therefore, Yahweh's sheep will hear His word, and a stranger they will not follow. For when he understands it, they will bring forth fruit, and they will bring 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. Notice how he started. He started at the top and came down. And do you know why? Ladies and gentlemen, when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, you're setting the woods on fire, so to speak. You want to go and you want to be part of the festivals and you want to keep the Sabbath and you want to tell the devil off. You did run well, but then it begins to bear on you. Then you begin to have to suffer the consequences of standing for Yahweh. And then it drops down to 60-fold. And then all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, after you get that 60-fold anointing and you begin to cool off a little bit more, you're down to the 30-fold. And most people are operating far below the 30-fold. For with faith and your determination, I'm determined, I am determined that nothing shall separate me from the love of Yahweh, neither height nor depth, neither spirit nor angel. According to the Apostle Paul. And then we begin the tares in the field. Let's start at verse 24, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to get through this tonight, but oh my, how good it's going to get when we get on down into the tare, Revelation. Verse 24, and another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a kingdom or unto a man which sowed good seed in the field. Now that good seed is back in the Garden of Eden. And that good seed, ladies and gentlemen, was sown into the womb of a woman after Adam and Eve were turned out of the fifth dimension spiritual realm. They fell to the 30-fold or the third dimension. Ladies and gentlemen, they had a 100-fold blessing, but they listened to the voice of a serpent. They were on top. They were at the top of the pyramid. 100-fold. They wanted for nothing. There was no sickness. There was no disease. There was no suffering. There was no pain. And yet, when Adam, and his number is 6, ladies and gentlemen, that's the number of the flesh man, 6. And when he fell from his steadfastness, he fell to the 30-fold level, or the third dimension, and there his seed has warred with the tear of the devil. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in the field. But now notice this. But while men slept, Adam was asleep when his wife was wandering through the beautiful 100-fold fellowship of the mighty ones. Satan was the most beautiful of all of the angels in this 100-fold environment. And Adam was off, probably taking a nap. He didn't know that his wife had committed adultery. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman is fixing to mingle her chromosomes with the seed of the wicked snake, the serpent, the beautiful angel. Snake and wicked is a descriptive term. These are all metaphors to describe for you that this beautiful angel, and ladies and gentlemen, he's coming. He's coming before Yahweh comes. I talked about it Sunday night, last night, in our message of the millennial. And I told you that it would hook right up with this message tonight because it goes hand in hand, because it's always been a battle about the two seeds warring upon the earth. And this war, we're in full-fledged war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is a spiritual battle. We are wrestling against the powers of spiritual wickedness in high places that caused Adam to fall from the 100-fold level down to the 6th level of his understanding, and then into the third dimension where he had to put on a flesh body and endure the cold and the heartache and the sorrow and the death that was pronounced upon the 30-fold man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just motoring around on the 30-fold or you're below that level,
You need to take a step up to the hundredfold dimension. You need to rise up on the wings of an eagle and soar with the eagles as they are witnessing and they are praising and they are worshiping on their altars. And these altars are not on a bell box platform. These altars are made and described and recorded in the Bible as we come into the worship authority of the Word of Yahweh. Nowhere is it ever recorded that they had a platform built up to worship. They always worship on an altar. When Noah landed on the ark, a form of falling again, ladies and gentlemen, the first world fell from its steadfastness. The Adam that fell down to the third dimension soon began to miscegenate with all the other seeds upon the earth. And ladies and gentlemen, that ain't going to get the job done. All the temptation. Oh, you're just a racist, Pastor Buddy, if you don't believe in mixing with other races. No, I do not. I do not. And I'll tell you why. Simply because the mixing of blood is forbidden in the Bible. It's called the adulteration or the mingling of the blood. And that's exactly what this seed done as we are looking at it right now. And the parable is that the serpent came and did his work and sowed the tare while man slept. Listen to that. But while man slept, his enemy came and sowed the tares among the wheat and went his way. I'm going to ask you a question right there. And went his way. What way did he go, ladies and gentlemen? You see, if this actually happened, and I'm a believer that it literally and figuratively and spiritually happened, all three of them. It was a spiritual being that walked in that hundredfold dimension. And he enticed the woman to come down to a flesh carnal concept. He took away her eyes by opening them. She didn't need eyes of the physical nature to see in the hundredfold environment. The Bible said we walk by faith. That's a blindness. When you say you see, your sin remains and you quit walking by faith and you fall from your steadfast down below the 30-fold level. And without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're compromising with the world and the devil and the 501(c) crowd, you're going in the way of Cain. And they're compromising you and getting you to agree that we're just one big earthly happy family and God loves everybody. I hear it so much. But ladies and gentlemen, you're going to find out how much He loves you. If you don't keep His commandment, you're going to find out how much He loves you if you're not His. You're going to find out how much He loves you if you're a tare. When you're gathered together in a bundle. Ladies and gentlemen, the job of the angels, they're standing by. Their swords are drawn. And they've got lasers on their weapons, ladies and gentlemen. And they'll point them right in between your eye, if you're a tare, and your history. They're going to gather up the tares. And you know what Yahweh's going to tell them? Bring them here. Bring them here and slay them right before me. Oh, it sounds like He loves everybody, don't it? It sounds like that He loves everybody when He's coming back to separate. And you say, oh, God loves everybody and we ought to get along with everybody and we ought to grieve with everybody and it's all right to go to church with all these people and these different races that are mingling up together and miscegenating together. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the most terrible of all sins, and it happened in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
when the seed of the serpent became a tare. And he's got a judgment pronounced upon him. And just because that this judgment is slow in coming, and just because after this message tonight, you won't hear no bombs dropping, and you won't hear no lasers pointed at the brain of these tares, and you'll not hear any cries of the wicked going down, but you can rest assured it's coming. There will be a day. Oh, there will be a day. There will be a time a coming, ladies and gentlemen, when the tares will be gathered. Notice here, verse 26. But when the blade was sprung up, now remember that means there's another seed sown here. Don't say anything about it. It talks about the tares. But it talks about the good man that sowed good seed in his field. That good man was Yahweh, ladies and gentlemen. You may think it was Adam. Adam didn't have anything to do with this. This is a spiritual warfare. Adam was a innocent, none deceived. The Bible said Adam wasn't deceived. But the Bible said that after the fact that Eve told him all of these things, and he had a choice to make. Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to you what Adam's dilemma was. You could feel sorry for Adam in a way. Here is the seed done planted. It had one good seed in it from Yahweh, and his wife had one bad seed in from the devil, Satan. And he had a dilemma. Yahweh gave him a choice. He could go back to heaven, go back to the hundredfold level, but he would have to leave Eve and the seed upon the third dimension. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he loved Eve a part of himself, just like Christ loves you if you're his. If you're his child, could Yahweh forsake you? Adam could not forsake Eve. Not that he loved her. It was just something because she was of him. He couldn't deny himself, and neither can Christ deny you if you're his. And if you're his, he'll lose none. If your name's on the Lamb's Book of the Foundation, you're going home with him. You're going to inherit the earth with him. You're going to see the wicked slayed. Oh, what a day, hallelujah, when all of the angels of Yahweh comes to make war against the devil and the tares and the kings of the earth and the mighty men and the chief captains, and there will be flesh body stacked to the heavens. There will be blood running in the valley of Magog and Gog, filled with the blood. They wanted blood. They drank blood. And Yahweh's angels will see to it that there will be plenty of it. They don't faint when they see blood, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh don't faint when he sees people killed. Yahweh has killed more people than any man that ever walked upon the earth. You call Yahweh a good God that don't do none of that? It didn't say you're not supposed to kill. That commandment that's been rewritten by the whore church, thou shalt not kill. It don't say that. It says thou shalt not murder thy brother, such as Cain. There's difference in killing and murdering. Sometimes killing is justified and needed, and it's coming in a day when everything that ain't like Yahweh will be killed. Now, how do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to assure you that Satan and his angels will be taken and cast alive into the furnace of fire. That's where the tares are going, ladies and gentlemen. The tare, the great tare sower is Satan. His seed and his offspring. He's got children, literal children of flesh and blood here upon the earth battling you daily.
Every time you sit down to a television set, you're being bombarded with the mind of the serpent. When they show you that all of the family on earth are happy, and they all go to church together, and they all worship together, and they all shout together. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let shouting. Just because you go to a big meeting and there's a lot of shouting and you feel chills and spills, you better watch out. Because when the blade is sprung up and it's a tear, that tear is going down. I said that tear is going down. Listen to me in verse 27. And so the servants of the household came and said unto him, Sir, now the servants of the household is you. You are the servants. You are his witnesses. You are his angels in flesh bodies. You are the ones that will take control. When he empowers you, one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. And what a wonderful day. Right now we're in Babylon. Right now we're hanging our harps in the willows and weeping because we gave up that hundredfold dimension and fell down here because of the sin and the deception and the craftiness and the cunningness and our mother being beguiled and impregnated by the seed of the serpent, and she brought the tear into the world through Satan. Wheat is golden, but the tares show their true color when they are ripened, ladies and gentlemen. When the tares are grown full, the ears are long and the grains are almost black, called cockle. Down here in the hills of Tennessee, we used to thresh the golden wheat and you could spot the cockle. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the cockle that is going to be gathered out. All the tares, listen to me, not one tare will escape. When they cast their silver and their gold, it is the money changer's day in the sun. But their day comes when the sun will forbid itself to shine, and the moon will be turned to blood, and the earth will reel and to and fro like a drunken man. And then the party will really begin. As the servant said, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then has it tares? Verse 28. And he said unto them, An enemy hath done this. An enemy hath done this. An enemy hath done this. An enemy has sowed tares. Sowed is placing seed in the womb of a woman. Ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't an apple that she ate. It was a pear on the ground as they mated and Satan impregnated the woman, Adam's wife. Adam being innocent, not knowing this, his eyes were still blind until the woman taught him and enticed his sexual desire, and then he knew her. It didn't matter if he knew her 100 times, she was already pregnant, ladies and gentlemen. And Yahweh had to get his seed in the womb. And so therefore, she was pregnant with twins. One of them was the son of Yahweh. That was Abel. The brother to Adam. The other was the son of Satan. And in 1 John chapter 3, verse 12, said he's the son of the wicked one. And he said unto them, The enemy hath done this. And the servant said unto them, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? And he said unto them, No. Least while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat. Let them both go together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather together first the tares. Oh, looks like it's going to be a rapture here, ladies and gentlemen. Just like it was in the flood. the wicked were gathered, and the righteous remained. Just like it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, the wicked were gathered, and so it is in our day. The tares, the enemy, the wicked, are going to be gathered, and they are going to place them in bundles, and they're going to burn them. Listen to this. They're going to gather them into bundles and burn them. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Pastor Bud in the Shepherd's Call, live tonight, around the world, clear channel, WWRB, right out of Central Tennessee. We are bringing you the Shepherd's Call, and we have enjoyed being with you. I'd like to ask you to write me tonight. I need your help on the broadcast. Show us your support, and if you can call us and just let us know you're out there. We won't bum you for money or anything like that. If you feel like supporting it, well, you can do so. But we won't encourage you to send us anything. We just want to know you're out there and you're listening. And maybe if you hear enough that you'll feel free to send us a love offering to help us. Our radio station needs money because they depend on the funds that come in to keep us on the airwave. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is fuel, electricity, everything is up, and we need your help. So write me tonight. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284. That's 2284. And that's in New Tazewell, NEWTAZEWELL. That's New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live here on December the 1st. My, how time's moved along. We're live every Monday night right here on WWRB. Powerful 100,000 watts going around the world, ladies and gentlemen, on a clear channel. And we hope tonight and trust that our message has inspired you to come to the hundredfold level and rise up and take your place in the kingdom and fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Don't be caught with the tares. Don't be worshiping with the tares. Because if you're eating, drinking with these drunken tares, you'll be judged with them. Come out from among them and have nothing to do with them. You can call me. Area code 423-626-2172. Now, let me give me that address one more time. That's area code 423-626-2172. My address is Pastor Buddy. Simply address your letters and cards. Pastor Buddy. Tell me on the card or letter or the telephone call that you heard me live on WWRB 3.185 around the world. I'll record that and look forward to hearing from you. We will respond in kind. If you'd like to order any of our messages, we have thousands and thousands of hours of recorded messages, both on video and audio CD. We'll be glad to send it out to you if you'd like a message. If you'd like this message, three-part series, we'll close it out tomorrow or next Monday night on WWRB. The three-part series on the judgment of the tares. You don't want to miss next Monday night. The exciting conclusion, I'm going to show you why and how that the tares will be bundled and how that they will be rooted out of this earth and how that they will never, never be able to grow again in the earth. That's when the righteous are going to inherit, ladies and gentlemen, and that's when we're going to have a great time, especially down here in Dixie. Praise Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that devil is black.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Buddy and I got to get out of here tonight. I'll see you next Monday night. I'll see you Sunday night on WWCR, around the world on the transmitted Jungle South out of Nashville, Tennessee. I'll see you next Monday night right here live on WWRB with the Shepherd's Call. Pastor Buddy, Yahweh bless you.